And now, from the Center for Common Sense Counseling, here's Roland Trujillo.
Welcome, everyone. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today, I want to talk about emotions and why emotions cause us a lot of problems. And I also want to talk about what Christ said. Christ said, "He who seeks to gain his life will lose it, but he who loses his life for my sake will gain it." I want to talk about that and what he meant. See, in the Greek language, there were three words for life: zoe, psyche, and bios. So bios is like your basic biological life, and psyche is like the psychological life, you know, the ego life of emotions and pride and striving and struggling and all that kind of stuff. But then there's zoe, which is spiritual life from God. Spiritual life from God. And the ideal, not even the ideal, the way humans are supposed to be when we start on the path of salvation, the way humans are supposed to be is to have a zoe life, a life from God, to be motivated, inspired, enlightened, filled with joy, awe, wonder, happiness, thoughtfulness, and all the wonderful spiritual emotions from God. A life in God and from God. Okay, now that's beautiful. That's the way we were meant to be. In the Garden of Eden, that's the way it would have been, except Adam messed up. He turned his back upon the spiritual life, and he wanted to have a life on his own, without God. He thought he could be a big man, do something without God. I'm laughing because how many of you, maybe when you were a kid, okay, or a teenager, you started some project. You thought, well, I'm just making something up. I'm going to replace the alternator or something like that on your, and so you got started, and your dad had always, you know, been able to do that really well, that sort of thing, right? So you thought, well, maybe I should wait for my dad to help me. But then you thought, well, I'll just do it on my own. Maybe your dad was out of town at work or something. So you started to do it, and you made a total mess out of it. And then when Dad came home, well, he said, "Dad, I need some help." "Sure, son." Dad was able to help you do it. So that's kind of what happened. Except Adam turned his back on God. And he thought he wanted a life of pride, of being a big man, through knowledge, through education. See, and the same snake in the grass that was in hiding back then, whispering in Eve's ear, he's still around today, embodied in human forms, extolling you to study more, try more, set more goals, get more degrees, more classes, more courses, more knowledge. Not that taking a class is wrong, and not that reading something is wrong, but when pride is involved, see, when it puffs up your pride, and you think you can solve your own problems through knowledge, through science, through technology, through chemistry, you think you can solve all your problems. Well, you find out, don't you, eventually, that it doesn't work. So sure, a little bit of knowledge to fix a tire, see, that's nice, or to lay down a road, or repair a computer or something. But when it comes to a human being with a soul, and the delicate matters of life with your partner and your children, you need some special kind of knowledge from God. Okay? So when we come back from this brief announcement, we'll talk about emotions, which is what I wanted to talk about. I went off on a tangent, but it was a nice tangent. We'll talk about emotions when I get back. Did you know that my most popular book is The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage, a spiritual and practical look at relationships? My favorite chapter is How to Forgive and Forget. The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Check it out at Amazon.com or SheddingShackles.com. Did you know that I have over 900 video YouTube lectures? My most popular YouTube lecture is Never Complain, Never Explain. So check it out at youtube.com or sheddingshackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. I just wanted to say a special hello and welcome and express my gratitude to listeners in beautiful Southland and Inland Empire, San Bernardino, Yucaipa, Redlands, Hemet, Riverside, Palm Springs, Banning, Temecula, Moreno Valley, and all points around there. Thank you all for listening. Life is supposed to be happy and sweet, an adventure, a wonderful, wonderful adventure. And it may once again become a wonderful adventure for you, and brightness will be restored and joy. Something like what you once knew when you were a little child. In order to refine the innocence and brightness you once had as a little child, you have to let go of the anger and upset and hurt feelings that are currently blocking you from finding your true self. You have to unlearn a lot of things, including the habit of reacting to everything with emotions. We're talking about emotions today. Some of you have emotional blocks. I'll never forget I heard something interesting and said that a cat that accidentally sits on a hot stove will never again sit on any stove. A cat that sits on a hot stove will never again sit on any stove. Do you understand why? Because the cat is traumatized by that stove, and then afterwards, the cat doesn't have understanding, which humans have. So the cat will shy away from any stove. Humans have something called understanding. It's from God because God gives us an awareness. It's a gift from God that animals don't have. So the human being can stand back, take a mental step back, and say, well, okay, now that stove is turned on, and so it's hot. But that stove over there is not turned on, and so I can, you know, touch it, clean it, maybe, or something. See, the human being can tell the difference, can stand back and look at things with reason, understanding. So, you got the idea? Well, but we lose that. See, that's why I said we have to unlearn. We lose it. How do we lose it? We lose it by becoming emotional. When you were a little child, somebody emotionalized you. They upset you. They angered you. They hurt you. They were mean to you and cruel to you. Or they pulled on your heartstrings. They seduced you. See, they acted as if you were hurting them, or they wanted you to feel sorry for them, or to like them, see, or to think they were nice and wonderful. Whatever it was, they emotionalized you. And then when you became emotional, you fell away from your intuition. You fell away from awareness. That's what emotions do. So that's why human beings, they become like the cat, remember? The little example I gave you, I once heard someone say that a cat that sits on a hot stove will never again sit on any stove. So when you become emotional, you fall away from awareness. You fall away from that center where you're connected by intuition to your God-given awareness. It's called the inner light. You fall away from it. So when you fall away from it, then, for example, someone who's scared by a dog. It's a little child, scared and emotionalized. Scared and traumatized by a dog, by being afraid of a dog. And then most likely someone came along, a parent, for example, who also overreacted. Or maybe all you did was see the parent overreact. Maybe you weren't even scared of the dog, but the parent overreacted to the dog and started screaming and yelling. And you picked up the parent's emotions, see? See, you had already been traumatized, already bonded to the parent. You already had begun to lose some of your own identity. That's what happens. You lose your own identity when you are emotionalized by another person. And then you become what they are. You start to become what they are. And so your mother was yelling and upset and totally a basket case over something, and you did too. You picked up her emotions and imitated and mimicked her emotions. You were becoming the extension of her. You were eventually becoming like her. See? So then you were afraid of dogs too. So if you were afraid of one dog because your mom overreacted, and then you were afraid of dogs, and then you were afraid of all dogs. See? And then if you hate one man, maybe your mom hated your dad because he was weak or violent. So she hated him. Maybe you hated him too. So if you hate one man, then you hate all men. The cat that sits on a hot stove will never again sit on any stove. So you hate one person, and you hate all people. See how that works? So now you've got to come back from your emotions. You've got to come back to your center of dignity and begin to flow from within with awareness, with understanding, and begin to unlearn all of these traumas. Unlearn them. Look at everything with fresh eyes. And then you can once again regain your own God-given identity and move forward to be the self that you were always meant to be. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. I just want to take a moment to introduce myself. Well, I've been around 28 years now on the radio. I'm just a man with a microphone. I don't work for the station. I don't get paid by the station. I don't get a salary. I don't have an organization. It's just me. And that's how I help people. That's why I've done this all these years. I just want to help people, okay? Well, I'm a lot closer to 70 than I am to 65, so I'll give you an idea that I've been around for a while, okay? But I understand some basic things, but more importantly, I know how to recover from them. Some basic things that go wrong, like resentment, hostility, and unfinished business, and not finding the purpose of your life, okay? Getting sidetracked, and conforming to other people, and then finding out you missed the boat. So I know how to recover from that kind of stuff. And I know the answer is spiritual, and it has something to do with God, and it has something to do with Christ. See, but here's the thing. Just hearing about religion, hearing about God, hearing about Jesus, it's not enough. You have to experience Him in your innermost being. And what's blocking you right now from experiencing Him is undoubtedly resentment and being lost in your thoughts, lost in your daydreams, and lost in your worries and doubts and fears. And so you have to learn how to stand back from those so you can get clear of them, okay? It's like coming up out of being under the ocean, coming up to the surface, and there's the blue sky and the puffy clouds, and you take a wonderful, deep breath of fresh air. That's what you need to do to come out of those nightmares, those daydreams that become nightmares. Rise above them and then find reality, the blue sky and the puffy clouds and where the birds are singing. And that's why I've made a little meditation, too. I've made a little meditation that has been very, very helpful to some people. It's been very helpful to me. And I think could be just what you need if you really and truly want to get better, okay, and find out the purpose for your existence and find out just where you've been going wrong and what's been blocking you from finding all the good things that life can hold. We're talking today about emotions and how emotions block you from understanding and take you away from being from yourself. And the world comes in that way. The outside comes in. And then you become made of that outside, especially of people who emotionalized you. In all of life, there's an exchange process. You give up a little bit of yourself. See? Now, this is not the way it's supposed to be, but this is the way it is for most people. Originally, you had an original identity when you were born. And actually, it came from your parents, okay? And especially from your mom, because you were born from your mom. So you were the extension of your mom, okay? Well, as the extension of your mom, then you grew up as a little ego. And that's what you had from birth. That's what you inherited. Nothing wrong with it. That's just the way it is. Okay? But then as a little ego, you needed little teases and little challenges so your ego could grow. It's perfectly natural. That's what you inherited from your mom and from your dad and all the way back, from your grandma and grandpa and your great-great-grandma and great-great-grandpa all the way back to Adam and Eve. Okay? You inherited that fallen identity. So, you needed little talent challenges and teases and little intrigues and all that kind of stuff that kids have. Okay? And you had natural emotions as a little child. You couldn't help but react to things. And it's okay. So we have this ego. So you grow from being a little ego to being a big ego. Okay? So then you're a big ego. And you go out in the world and you learn a trade and work. Start a family. Have kids. And all the stuff that people do. Have recreation and work and all that stuff. Friends. But then at a certain point, the second half of life must begin. You have to begin your journey back to God. Because, you know, if you grew up in a decent home, okay, then you had few or no really bad traumas. Okay? You didn't have any bad traumas. Just little tiny ones. You know, somebody stole your something at school, or you know, you fell down and skinned your knee, or you know, little things like that. Okay? So then you became a big ego and a big natural ego. But as a big natural ego, decent person, not far from conscience, no big traumas, so you were still somewhat free and somewhat living your own life, especially if you grew up in the United States, a nice place to grow up, because we have some freedoms here. But then, at a certain point, as a big natural ego, after you've worked and maybe started a business and a family, and you've done all that, okay? Well, then you start to search for something more. Start to search for more. You say there has to be more to life than just eating and drinking and having a house and a car and nice as they are in a family, nice as they are, there has to be more to life. And you begin searching. Okay, and that's the second half of life, to search and then find. Okay? Find the reason for your existence. But a lot of kids grow up with big traumas when they're little kids, big traumas. And then they fall away, they lose their own identity, and they become a creature of trauma. Then it's harder for them to find their way back in one way, but in another way it's easier. I'll tell you why as soon as we come back from this announcement. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. And one of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after. How to develop character and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? And how not to judge your husband so much and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. welcome back. We're talking about emotions. I said that you have to begin to lay down the emotional life, the ego life, the life of anger and rage and passion and being hurt, being upset and being excited and hating this person and liking that person and feeling, you know, all those emotions. You have to begin to lay those down. And we all know that part of maturing is to become calmer, more stable, more reasonable. Okay? The older you get, the calmer. You start to lay down those emotions that were once invigorating when you were a child, but now not so much. And pick up the spiritual life, the Zoe life, okay? From God. It begins with searching and finding. Then you have a whole new set of emotions, joy, awe, wonder, delight, with realizations and insights and wisdom and understanding and more discoveries about God and His great creation and about people and about yourself. And you grow. You grow in God's light, and it's a delightful process. That's what awaits you, those of you who seek with all your heart purpose for your existence. But many people, probably most people, when they grow up, they have traumas. Their parents divorce, their mom, that's a trauma. Their mom hates her husband. It's a trauma. Dad resents his wife. Other kids are cruel and tease. They're teasing. School's not so good. Daycare. Babysitters. Okay. Preschool. You put in an environment with other kids, many of them from rotten homes, and they're angry already. And some of them are little animals, see? Because they come from not such good homes. And so the child is traumatized at home, at school, not protected. Parents, you should be exemplars of calmness and virtue and patience and honor. They, the parents themselves, are basket cases. They themselves are smoking marijuana and taking drugs and drinking alcohol and popping pills and angry and upset and resentful. And see, that's a trauma too. When a child looks at a parent is supposed to be like a prince or a princess. So we resented our parents. That was our first mistake. Maybe they were resentable, but the commandment said, honor your parents. In other words, honor parenthood. Don't resent your parents. So the first thing you'll have to see probably is that you resented your parents. Then forgive them. And it helps when you grow up and you become a parent. You see yourself yelling at your kids. You see that you're just like your parent. Well, how did that happen? Well, it's because of emotion. So now listen, emotions are animal. And humans were not supposed to be emotional. We were not made to be emotional. We were not created to be emotional. Emotions are reacting to the outside, reacting to people and places and things, especially people who are cruel to us and seduce us with love and hate offerings, tempting us to hate them, tempting us to like them, see, tempting us to resent them, see. So we start reacting, and we become very sensitive. The more you react, the more sensitive you become. And humans were not meant to be reactive. We were meant to observe. We were meant to go through life like an observer, like a tourist. You know, when you're on vacation and you go to some town or some country, and there you are, and you look at all the things. It's just so interesting to see all the different things and people. And so you're like a tourist. You don't resent them. You just marvel at everything that you see. See? Or like when you were a little kid sitting in the back seat and you looked out the window at all the wonderful things that you saw, houses and trees and bridges and people and bicycles and dogs and cats and flowers, and it was just marvelous. Well, that's the way you're supposed to go through life, okay? To be in the world but not of the world. Not always reacting, not emotion, just watching, okay? And then your life comes from God through realizations and insights and discoveries. And you develop a whole new set of emotions, patience and love. Not a love you feel, but a love that keeps you, that's from God. and peace of mind. And that gives you patience with other people. It's very beautiful. And so, may I recommend you get a little meditation if you'd like to get started, learning to stand back and get centered and be less emotional. And then your new life will come from within, from your Creator. And that's the beginning of eternal life. Did you know that I wrote a book about practicing the presence of God? It's called A Day with the Lord. It's about the mystical journey back to innocence. Check it out at Amazon.com or at SheddingShackles.com. You know, you really ought to try the meditation. If you like this program, if you hear something here that you've always yearned to hear, well, then the next step would be to get the meditation. Because it's so simple, but so important, because most people are lost between their ears. Most people are lost in worries, doubts, and fears, and all kinds of emotions, and upsets, and worries. And so, be nice to come out of that. Come back to the present where the birds are singing. So, go to SheddingShackles.com. And look for the free meditation. Could do you a world of good. And so, may I recommend you get a little meditation if you'd like to get started, learning to stand back and get centered and be less emotional. And then your new life will come from within, from your Creator. And that's the beginning of eternal life. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is SheddingShackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.